Hey, this is Mike with FirmRangeBouldering.com and Climb Talk, the radio show. I'm here at TRS Prosthetics meeting with Bob Radosi. Bob is the CEO and president of TRS. TRS specializes in prosthetic accessories, particularly for sports and recreation. Bob, thank you for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. It's good to talk to you.
Tell us about the genesis of TRS.
TRS began in the late 1970s and actually came into existence in 1980 to manufacture prosthetic components. Its genesis was driven as a personal project for me in the early 1970s. I lost my hand in a car accident in 71. Used different types of prosthetic devices for about 5 years. Then when I began to attend graduate school here at CU in 1976, realized by that time that I was frustrated with the level of technology in prosthetics in the 1970s. And because I had a mixed background, it involved engineering and biological science combined with quite a bit of machine design, I sat down and developed a device which we called a prehensor for myself as a personal project. And then after using and developing that for another 5 years, essentially 1970, 1980, decided to start a one product company introducing that, what we called at the time a prehensile hand, now called a grip prehensor, into the prosthetics market.
So you guys specialize in the upper limb, terminal devices for the upper limb. What mechanisms do you make for the upper limb?
Well, we're a pretty unique company in that we've not only specialized in basic functional tools for people to use, but also we're the only company in the world that specialized in sports and recreational accessories. So if you were missing your hand and you wanted to play golf, you wanted to swing a baseball bat, you wanted to have a high-performance swimming prosthesis, any number of different kinds of sports and recreations, go skiing, play basketball, we've actually developed a whole series of high-performance prosthetic accessories that fit onto a prosthesis readily that a person can use. And the concept behind the design was to provide people with the kinds of devices that they would need to be competitive with their two-handed peers.
So you specialize in the upper limb, but you also make a foot along with Evolve Climbing Shoe Company, and that foot was used in the Extremity Games by Greg DiMartino, I think by Ronnie Dixon as well. Is that true? Tell us about that.
Yeah, that is correct. We were actually very lucky. I got to know Malcolm Daly, who's an avid climber, world-renowned climber, and through Aaron Ralston in a project that we did for Aaron many years ago. I got to meet both Craig and Ronnie in the last couple years. And the getting together with Malcolm and Ronnie and Craig, essentially, and working with Evolve, over about 2 years, we realized that we could design and build, with the technology that we have here at TRS, a very unique high-performance climbing foot. Now, TRS wasn't known in the lower extremity product arena, so it was kind of a new venture for us and still is. But what we've been able to do is provide people that are missing their foot, whether it be above or below the knee, with a very unique and high-performance rock climbing foot specifically designed and engineered with the input of climbers who are missing their feet.
You've developed a lot of these recreational devices. How did they come into existence?
Well, there's a number of stories. I was a pretty all-around athlete myself, so I had some particular needs in designing devices. I like to shoot a bow and arrow, for instance, and there wasn't a good prosthetics device for doing that. So when we evolved our prehensors, the prehensor design, I designed it to include its capability of being able to handle something like a bow and arrow. In other instances, though, we've gotten input from consumers, people that have called us, people who have come to us. I've got just a wealth of beautiful and individual stories about people who have needed different things, come to us with ideas, and working with them or are on our own, developed a basketball device, kayaking devices. And mentioning the kayak device, one of the things that has happened is because of the wars in the Middle East, we've had input from the military because of their new rehabilitation programs, which are really, really comprehensive. They came to us saying, well, we'd really like you to work on a device to allow these soldiers to get back and do some kayaking. We want to build that into their program. They have climbing walls for lower extremity amputees. That was one of the inputs also from Malcolm. The guys that are losing their feet in Iraq and Afghanistan are into a program where they can actually rock climb in rock gyms that they built in these three major medical facilities that are run by the government: the Walter Reed Hospital, the Brooks Army Medical Center, and the Balboa Rehabilitation Center out in California. So there's been a number of different ways that the product ideas have come to us, and in part some of them have been driven by some of these unfortunate losses and injuries that we've seen, coming from war in the Middle East.
You showed me that kayak terminal device, and I thought that was brilliant.
Well, I appreciate that. It's a nice compliment. That concept was in process in my mind's eye, anyway, for about 2 years. I had a couple people asking me about a kayak-specific device. When I kayaked, I was using one of my more all-around devices. But more and more, I'm starting to listen to my consumers, and they wanted something that was very specific only for kayaking, so something that was a little bit higher performance. Well, it just happened to time out about 2 years ago. The military came to us, asked us if we had anything for kayaking. I had a pretty good concept in mind, so we pushed forth to go ahead and prototype it. And within about 6 months, we brought out a pretty functional kayaking device we call a Hammerhead.
Now, TRS, do they sponsor any events for amputee athletes and sports and recreational enthusiasts?
We haven't sponsored, individual events for the company. What I've tried to do is help sponsor athletes. I helped sponsor Craig and Ronnie get to the Extremity Games this summer.
Craig DiMartino and Ronnie Dixon.
Exactly. We did a lot of pro bono work for Aaron Ralston when we developed a terminal device for him for getting him rehabilitated.
You did, Mr. Redosi?
And
that's nice of you.
And well, it was a great challenge. It was a really great challenge. So we've taken that on. The foot, the project with the Eldorado Z-axis foot was an interesting challenge. So we've done what we can. We have limited. We're a small company. We have limited amount of assets and things that we can devote to marketing and sponsorships. But we help out when we can. I do quite a bit of work in other countries. I have prosthetic specialists around the country that I've known for years that are doing outreach to other countries like Ecuador, places where there is a lot of upper limb injury, and we do what we can in trying to provide some of our technology at either no cost or very low cost for those mission kind of programs to help get those young adults and in many cases children limbs that they can have so that they can go on living a more normal life.
And so the website for TRS?
TRS's website is at www, and then it's OANDP.com/TRS. And if you just Google up TRS prosthetics, you'll find our website that way as well.
We've been chatting with Bob Redosi. Bob is the CEO president of TRS. TRS specializes in prosthetic accessories for sports and recreation. Mr. Redosi is obviously the heart and soul of this business. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
For Front Range Bouldering and Climb Talk, I'm Mike Brooks.